opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Gold dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing.
Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency that would rival the dollar and euro. They would sell oil and other resources around the world only for gold dinars. It's an idea that would shift the economic balance of the world. Countries' wealth would depend on how much gold they have, not how many dollars they trade. And Libya has 144 tons of gold.
Welcome, welcome everyone to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, Dave from LA. Just want to thank you all for listening to today's show. Today is August the 7th, 2017. It is a Monday, and we have a live show for you today, and we're definitely going to get going in that. But before we do that, we got to take care of some administrative things, as you always know. That's what we do. So, and first, before we get started in that, Scotty has just posted today, I believe it was, Scotty has posted to where, for those that would give a $24 donation to the actual, for the abolition of, assembly that's going to be going on in Washington, D.C., where him and Max are going to be going on August the 19th, which is coming up, is less than, 2 weeks away. It's 12 days away. Max and Scotty will be going to Washington, D.C. Scotty will be one of the moderators that's going to be there. And so very, very important in Washington, D.C. for the abolition movement. And so for donations of $24, you will get a free year subscription to BTR Community. So a free year subscription to BTR Community. So definitely donate to it. It's on the actual website, it's on the webpage for this network, and that is www.blacktalkradionetwork. You'll see the picture of Scotty and Max is right there. So for $24, you'll get a free subscription for 1 year to BTR Community for that donation. So definitely please do that. And Scotty, are you there? Scotty?
Yeah, give me a second.
Wanted to see if Scotty was there. Had a question. He probably muted real quickly. Okay. Scotty's not there. If Scotty, if you're there, whenever you get a chance, jump back on.
Yeah, I'm here, Dave.
Okay, cool. Hey, Scotty, question. For all of the donors, you know who all the donors will be, correct?
Right.
Okay. So for a... What I want to do, Scotty, is that for the donors, for everyone that's donated outside of me, take me out of that. I wanted for the donors, I want you to randomly pick someone, or however, and we're going to actually give them something from Prosperity Mint for their donation to BTR to this for you and Max. To make it to Washington, D.C., okay?
So we'll do like a raffle after we reach our fundraiser goal? Okay, got you.
Yeah, and then we'll give a a gift from Prosperity Mint to that individual that has to a random individual that has donated. So definitely that would be great. So we want to contribute as well. So and it's going to be something in the form of it's going to be a good gift. The person will absolutely enjoy it. So definitely. Okay, so let's jump into what's in. No, what are we talking about? We can't jump into what's in the news. We got to first talk about everyone continue to support BTR Community, Black Talk Radio Network, BTR Community, and Black Talk Radio Network. Black Talk Radio Network is a network that has been put together to bring you programs such as Tando Radio Show and all the other programs that are listed here on Black Talk Radio Network with no outside commercial support, commercial or corporate support, other than you as being the listeners of this network. And we would ask that you continue to support this network. You can very easily do that by going to the website, www.btrcommunity.com, and then check out the website. And when you're there, you will see the donation prompt that's there with the holding hands that are in green. And definitely, hey, Monster, definitely engage in that and give what it is that you can. And give what it is that you can, because that would go along with supporting this network. And I said, because we're starting to have some thunderstorms here and everything else. And when that happens, our internet goes out. So if our internet goes out, we're going to have to wing it. So this may be a little difficult. So some of you that are listening, if you have access to BTR Community, you may, if you would engage in helping us out, because I know we're going to lose our signal real soon. It's just, you know, some of the things about living in the country. That's what happened. So, okay, so go to BTR Community, go to Black Talk Radio Network's website, and then you'll see the donation prompt and hit that. Also, on the Black Talk Radio Network's website, you will see a capital B with a black background that stands for BTR Community, and that's the social media network that you could be a part of for 1 year if you give a donation of $24 to the August 19th Senator Scotty and Max for the abolition movement that's going to be going on and rally that's going to be going on in Washington, D.C. You can get a membership into BTR Community, or you can join BTR Community for only $24 a year. That year's membership will get you access to BTR Community so you can engage in all of the social media activities that you normally would on other forms, but you won't be adversely affected on BTR Community. You won't be adversely affected, nor will your identity be sold to any person. So it's a great place, and it's something that you should be doing, and it's only $24 a year.
Yeah, so Dave,
it was created for you. Yeah, go ahead, Scotty.
Yeah, so I replaced that big B with a video promo, a little short video promo of just the things you was talking about, the advantages and disadvantages of social media. But also, I mean, whether they go through that link, they will have to go through that link and the one that's on the fundraiser page for the BTR Community to get in the raffle. But if they just go to btrcommunity.com and sign up for a membership, that won't be included in the raffle. But it will still go towards the fundraiser. I'm going to still put it towards the fundraiser. So we like need like 50 new registrants or donations of $24 for that year membership. We're at 49. Somebody just joined about an hour ago. So we need 49 to reach our goal for the trip. I think we done raised something like $424 total for the 15, if I'm not mistaken, 1537 that we need, something to that effect.
So, okay, everyone, we got 2 weeks, so please give what it is that you can, and there will be, there's a membership, and then also there's going to be the raffle where Prosperity Mint is going to give some or one of the donors something from Prosperity Mint. So definitely engage in that. And yeah, I can see my darn computer is going down, and I don't need that. But this is something that we should all be doing. Also, and as we talked about, also there's a for my man Michael Emmanuel, there's a GoFundMe, and I think I'm going to have to do this. No, I'm still good there. Okay, let me just one second, everyone. I may have to do this from memory. Okay, for the GoFundMe is for my man Michael Emmanuel, who's a young man that had germ cell cancer, which I never heard of, and he had chemo treatment last month and just finished his last chemo last month, and the family just needs to get some trace minerals and a couple of other things for his overall health so that his body can stay in remission and detox from the overall chemo and have a stronger immune system against the overall cancer itself. So if you would go and also give what it is that you can there, all donations are extremely, extremely appreciated, important. If you also, if you would like to acquire real money, you can go to Prosperity Mint, ProsperityMint.com. Check out what's in inventory, but please make sure that you, before you purchase, make sure you email info@prosperitymint.com so someone can get in contact with you and explain the buying process and why it's so important. It's things that you need to know. No. Also, if you would like to engage us in our cryptocurrency, you definitely could do that with us. Oh, this is not good. You definitely could do that with us. And it's at ourcryptocurrency.com, ourcryptocurrency.com. And then you will see it's a part of the TradeCoin Club. And be a part of that. TradeCoin Club is just, for us, darn, is doing some great, great things. I've lost my whole page, so we're just going to have to go through memory on this one. So just bear with me, us all, just some of the advents of modern technology in the country. So you could go to ourcryptocurrency.com, sign up. I'm going to tell you, the TradeCoin Club, just they've made some changes, some good changes, but the overall what they actually pay out in cryptocurrency and what it equates to, it was everything that RJ and John Black said and more. So whatever your holdings, if you had put a whole Bitcoin in, probably just shy of 3 months, you would be close to or right at receiving one Bitcoin in return. So, and that is around $3,200, because that's where Bitcoin is. But if you had purchased Bitcoin a while ago when it was $1,200, $1,000, $900, $800, $500, $700, or whatever. So you still, you know, you make that even faster. So from your original purchase. So it's doing really, really well for us. Those of you that are in the cryptocurrency platform with us, we will definitely, right after the show, we'll meet. It's Monday. And we will have just a update for some of you on what's going on in the cryptocurrency world, which is exploding. So we'll definitely do that. And I just want to give some notification. Next week, I will be on vacation. Next week, we'll be on vacation. If something major happens, I will try to do a live show. Depending on, you know, what it is and where it is, we'll do a live show and try to coordinate with BTR community, Scotty, you know, depending on what it is. And so we will be on vacation next week. Just wanted to let you know, got to take care of some things, got to get ready and position myself and family and those that are in my group. We have our annual things that we got to do in order to be ready. So we'll be taking off the whole week for that, and so well deserved as well. We need to do it. Okay, so with that being said, let me see. I can't see the board. Let me see. Hold on one second. Let me see. Hopefully, no, it's down. All right, so today's show is, from what I remember, is about technology. Oh, in gaining technology, did we lose? Can we? Is it possible for us not? Wait, is it through technology? Is it possible for us not to lose our humanity? I think is something right around there. And I say that for what's going on. So I think Roz is going to jump in at any given time. What's up, Jerry? I see you there, brother. But I don't know. No, I can't see. Yeah, it's one thing that's bad about here is that our internet is so fragile. I mean, when I say it's fragile, it's really, really fragile. It starts to sputter when it's just sprinkles. And so whenever we get, you know, some of these storms that you get.
Hey, Dave, I got that name
FEMA
for
region
you.
Number six.
It's can we have technology? Can we have technology without losing our humanity?
Yes, can we have technology without losing our humanity? So that's today's show. So definitely check it out. We posted it in BTR community. So check out all of the things that were listed there. Was a couple of things. Some of the ones that I remember that I thought were really, really important was that one, the story that was that. It's actually the first story. And then the cryptocurrency one is extremely, extremely important. So we're basically going to be talking about that today.
You do gotta
I won't
call.
Be able to play the video. I can't send it to Scotty. I can't do anything because the,
I could play it
the
from
internet
here,
is
Dave.
Down here.
Hey, I could play it from here if it's already posted in BTR community, but I do want to
know. No, it actually wasn't, Scotty.
Okay.
So you won't be able to do it. So
all right. Well, you do got a call on the board. If you can't see the board, you got I believe that's Brother Jerry. Okay.
Okay, now let me just say this, because we can't see the board. Everyone, the number is 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. If you call in today, just unmute yourself and say, excuse me, because I won't be able to see the board, and Scotty's got to do things, so I don't want to keep him. So I'll know that you're there. So we're going to go to the caller that's there. Caller that's there, welcome to Tando Radio Show. What is your name, where you're calling from, and what is your question or comment?
Hey, how you doing, Brother Dave? Brother Scott, how are y'all this evening?
Jerry, what's going on? Jerry, talk to us, man. What's going on? We got a new show coming on, huh?
Yeah, man. Network gonna be called Foundational Radio. We're gonna keep the real life theme, and hopefully everybody in BTI participate with us. It's been slowly growing over the last year and a half that I've been doing it. Brother Rise has brought a lot of excitement. Our back and forth throughout the times is always good, but tonight is one of those. It's the part two to that that question you had asked about the technology. So I can't wait to get involved, but from time to time I'm going to have myself mute because I'm still digging post holes for my new deck that I'm building. So I'm ready. I'm going to let you get your stories out the way, and then we're gonna get into this conversation. So I'm going to mute myself for the moment, and I can't wait to get it started. Thank you.
Okay, great. Oh, it's good to see Mr. Perry. I the board came up, so I could see the board. Good to see you, Mr. Perry. I see Roz there, Strategic Melanin, Brother Braggs, Monster, and my man, L.A. Ramon. And I think that's my man, Ezra. I'm not quite sure. Oh, no, that may be Hassan. We see also. So it went in and went out on me, so I was able to see that. But yeah, Jerry, looking forward to that. Congratulations. I know that platform is only going to continue to grow. It's so needed. And whatever it is that we need, you know, we could help you guys out with, definitely. And would love to have you guys and you a part of Tando Radio Show, which you've always been, you know, for a long time. You know, Jerry, Brother Bragg, a lot of other individuals, Brother Davis, you know, Sister Davis, and Roz, Roz came. I met Roz from doing BTR, but Jerry, Brother Davis, Brother Bragg, and I met them before I had the pleasure of meeting Roz, and a lot of you, you know, those of you that you know who you are, Deborah and everything. We go back to RDP and SGG. RDP was our Real Deal Preppers, and what it was that we started off where we were a couple of years ago trying to get our community just prepared for some of the things that's going on. And the thing about that, and I thought it was so important, we did it on Facebook. I didn't want to do it, but my man Mo, out of the northeast, suggested it, and he actually said, "No, we got to do it. Is you know, it's not about you not wanting to do it, Brother Ren. This is what was needed." I said, "Okay, Mo, you're right." And so Mo was kind of insistent, and that's where I met Melanie Page, and you know, just some great people. But I knew I wasn't going to be on that platform for long because of. Knew what it was all about, and it's just one of the things is you get close to the different things you got to pull off. So we started RDP. We'd had Sunday meetings, just talking about some things to get prepared and everything else. It was for about a year and a half, 2 years or so we did it. And at the time, you know, we were on another network, and so just grew and met a lot of great people. And you know, Jerry and brother Bragg, Brother Davis, Sister Davis, you know, Deborah, and a bunch of other people have been with me since I started my so-called broadcasting, you know, my broadcasting vocation. And I've grown and known so many people, and I greatly appreciate it. And it's so many, you know, Gary C. It's just so many people. And RDP had a couple of hundred people in it. Then it was SGG for people that took our silver and gold class. I put them in there, and then we did certain things. But I pulled out of, didn't pull out of the groups, didn't pull out of the, you know, with the individual, but I pulled off of Facebook because it was time to do that. My man Jambone, is that brother Jam. And I'm going to tell you, relationships are so important. And I was speaking to one of the individuals that I've had since, you know, starting this. They were right there from the beginning. Speaking to them, you know, what I really want to, and one of the things I'm going to tell you, one of the things that I'm trying to orchestrate, and this is why we're doing the cryptocurrencies, this is why we do silver and gold, and why it's so important. I want us to have our own community. And it doesn't have to be in one geographical area. It could be wherever in different spots all over. But if it could be in one area, fantastic. I want us to have our own towns. And then our towns grow into our own community spots that are countywide. And it really is really important to be countywide because then you pick the sheriff. When the sheriff has more legal legal power or than the president of the celebrity figurehead president of the United States, because there's an elected official. And then within that county, you can establish how your sovereignty in so many different ways. And that's one of the things that I want to do. This is why I haven't really told many, but this is what I plan and I want to do. I really want you all to really get on your discipline savings game and really, really align and to acquire things that are going to put you and your family in a position to where when the great wealth transfer happens once again and as it sweeps through very harshly or slowly or however it does, because it's doing it now, that it will not take from you but will actually impart to you. And then from that, we all come together either different places all over the country or one centralized place and others that is not, we don't have any leaders. We have people that decide on the outcome and the best, what's in the best interest of the overall community at large. And then from that, you establish a county. And in that county, you actually elect a sheriff. And that's very, very important, because from there, that is one of the critical, critical things to do. Because then from there, you can establish so many other things as establishing your, how you will be, your economic, base. And in that county, you actually will be able to legitimize your overall agenda. Even in, you hear me talk about the untied states of America, because that's going to be a very, very important and crucial part to do. So just wanted to let you know what my plans are. And it's not anything where one individual is the leader of anything. No, it's the collective prudence of the talents and how people resonate together. And that is much stronger, much, much stronger. So you all will be founders of that, and you all will be the initial participators of that, and you will be the initial prosperity seed planters of that. And that opportunity and that is going to be so, so great. So that's what I really want to do. I want our own inkwell all over the place, or in just a few places, or even if it's just in one place, where everyone can continue to have their individual lives but have a collective prudence with everyone around them. That is so powerful. Think about what you can do from that, from your county-wise. County-wise, then you won't have any police departments that do not have people. You won't have overseers. You will have people that are beholden to the very people that they are serving holistically. And there will be parameters and ideals and rules and regulations and policies that will be in the best interest of the overall general community. And that opportunity is no, you know, pie in the sky utopia. People do this all the time. It's just that because we've been at such a position of scramble, we never have come together and say, regardless of our economic status, we still could do that even where we are right now. Then why aren't we doing it? Because we haven't really conceptualized to do that. And so that's one of the things that I think will be so beneficial, and that community can be extremely profitable, prosperity, wealth, not only monetarily, but in all forms. Your medical, everything else. It's just amazing what that would be able to do and what we're going to be able to do with that. So I look forward to engaging in that. So I just wanted to say that all to you all as to that, what is one of the things that I am going to look to do with you all in the future. And specifically, with those that have had the discipline and the wherewithal to see different things and to position themselves accordingly, their families and themselves. So that's what I'm really looking forward to do. Okay, so let me pull up this so I can see the board, and then we can get into today's show. If you'd like to get in on a conversation, give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. And yes, we have connection, so we can do the show without doing it blindly, and I won't need to rely on anyone other than me and us to do it, as far as don't want to burden anyone at all. All right, so let me just get everything reloaded here. We'll jump into what's in the news. Like I said, if you'd like to get in on today's show, give us a call, 866-510-9025. Today's show, can we have technology without losing our humanity? I hope we can, ladies and gentlemen. And when we establish our communities, we will definitely have that. So I think that that's so powerful. And if you'd like to chime in on your thoughts about that, would love to hear from you. Yes, Strategic Melon, that's, I know, this is what we're going to do. And you know, who knows? It could be in North Carolina. It could be in, you know, in Northern California. And it could be all over the place. So we'll be able to springboard this ourselves. And so that is something that we should all be shooting for. And one thing that's very, very important in building a nation, there becomes a real work ethic that you have to do that. And it's not just in one little thing, it's in so many things. You have to have people that are relentless in the overall objective, and they're willing to do the necessary things and to spend the energy. You know, one of the things about being in business or doing something that's really relevant is not really the cash that you have. It's really the money that you have, the value that you have, the money that you have, and more importantly, the money that actually is the foundation to it all is energy. That's the real money. Your energy to build what it is that is important to you. Without energy, nothing lives. And so we all have to have that energy to deposit and to make the proper investments of our energy for our overall objectives. We can all have different methods to getting there, but we should all have the same objective with that. And so that's what it's all about. So looking forward to it, and we're definitely going to do it. All right, so let's jump into what's in the news. I have every story up. Okay, first story, I got this one from The Atlantic, and this is going to be for our show. Have smartphones destroyed a generation? More comfortable online than out partying. Post-millennials are safer physically than adolescents have ever been, but they're on the brink of a mental health crisis. That is so true. One day last summer, around noon, I called a 13-year-old who lives in Houston, Texas. She answered the phone, and she had an iPhone since she was 11 years old, sounding as if she just woke up. This is crazy, and it is destroying. Not only that, it's a bunch of other things that are in the opiate problem with this is actually destroying so many young lives, and this is where we have to do something different. All right, so that's going to be the headline for today's show. Next article we got from Sputnik News. U.S. Handles North Korean crisis like spoiled child. U.S. is handling North Korea crisis like a spoiled child, Moscow said. So check out that article. Next article, I got this from oilprice.com. This is so true, and we're going to do this on, this is going to be mixed in on Financial Friday. Very, very important show before we go off for a break. We're going to be looking at this one and one more thing as to how this crash that will be apparent to everyone, how big it's going to be and what the evidence is of this building. I know you heard about it, but we're going to give you some defined markers. All of my markers have passed, been met for this thing, and so it's really growing. So on this article from oilprice.com, Venezuela's demise is a geopolitical litmus test for the U.S. This is so true. Is Venezuela 2017 transformation symptomatic of a growing global polarization? And does it show how the collapse of globalism is resulting in the reemergence of a range of government forms which no longer even need to acknowledge Western-style democracy? Are we seeing? Move this down. Oops, it went out. Okay, so that is so true. We got to definitely get into that, and we'll get into that later on this week. Very, very important. Next one, article comes from Cointelegraph.com. Ethereum price to double, now says analyst who forecast Bitcoin at $500. Ethereum price to double now, says analysts who forecast $5,000 by 2018 Bitcoin. So that is some things, and for those of you that are in our class, there's some things I give you my take on it and everything else. Definitely, this is something that we should not be saving in. It's actually something that we should be investing in and using it for the appropriate things. We should not, because it's not money. It's a currency. Very, very important that we do that. But the overall gains and the leverage that it will give us is great. Some of the leverage that it will give us will be even more leverage than gold. There'd never be more leverage than silver. Silver is one that is far, far more important. But the cryptocurrencies are extremely, extremely, extremely important for some of the things that's going on. And you got to be careful with it. Make sure it doesn't get stolen. And what you do, a lot of the what you get from it, you should trade into having hard assets that is more difficult than that. And then that way you have the asset itself. So much to gain in that. Everyone that's listening to the Tando Radio Show, let me just say this really quickly. You should be in Trade Coin Club with us. You should be in it. Also, you should be engaging in these cryptocurrencies. Definitely. For our members, the opportunity, I haven't taken anything out because I see where things is going. I'm leaving stuff in. But the opportunities to take, I've actually shown some people some things that they could do, and they've turned $100 into a couple of thousand dollars in a short period of time. There's no guarantee that that will happen, but it is happening, because I would not say it is happening if it wasn't happening. It is happening. You could do it. You should be engaged in it, and you should have, in my opinion, the proper mentality towards it, that yes, it can be lost and everything else, but once you take a couple of hundred dollars and then you secure what you've invested into it, got it back, and then now you're just doing that, but you never get a greedy sense, and you take from what you can get, have a plan, you can do extremely well. And I know this because in the short period of time, I've seen people, I've helped shown people, and they've done it for themselves. So you all should be, every single person should be in my opinion, should be in our group with TradeCoin, with our cryptocurrency, and then get everything situated for what's going on, and then be a part of the overall trading group, because the bigger it is, the better, and there's so many things that you could do. Once you start gaining, it's a no-brainer. You don't need to be it's totally sufficing. This is just one more tool that will be generating some leverage for you. That's what this is all about. So should be that, and then that with the with real money, you're building for where you will be ready to vote for the sheriff of our communities, our collective prudence communities that will be in. And you won't care what happens with the global economy, the untied states of America. Yes, it could adversely affect extended family members and your family and every, yes, that thing, but that's going to happen anyway. But you won't have to fear anything, because you never scared, always prepared. And it doesn't take much. I know you've heard of a lot of scams and different, but you got to do certain things based off of how you resonate, and you'll do fine, but you got to do it. So you got to put work in. So that's, and be disciplined. That is one of the things that's in the news. So next article, we'll cover that a little bit later. Next article, I got this one from Strategic Culture. NATO beefs up logistical infrastructure for offensive operations. And that's over in Europe with NATO. So check out that article. The whole thing is setting up for the introduction to World War III that's going to lead to GNW1, Global Nuclear War 1. Next article from Sputnik News, the cost of compliance. EU risk crisis, supporting U.S. sanctions against Russia. Check out this. It ain't going to happen. Check out. They're not going to support it. Everyone, this is the purge, ladies and gentlemen, against the U.S. Check out that article. Next article I got from the South China Morning Post. U.S. commander nuclear remarks raise questions, and we need to do a show just on this and tells you everything. when the celebrity figurehead Admiral Scott Swift unfortunate remarks about a nuclear strike on China. Crazy. Nuts. So, and then we talked about that before. Okay, next article. My man Roz posted this one from Channel 4. I think that's channel4.com. Science warns of extreme weather to threaten Europe. Check out that article. Next article, this one comes from the San Diego Union Tribune. North Korea vows harsh retaliation against new U.S. sanctions. Yes. Check out that article. Next one comes from, Rise posted this one from the BCC News. Children consuming online time like junk food. Man, that's so good. Good one, Rise. Children consuming online time like junk food. That's a good one. And that has everything to do with today's show. I think Roz is going to jump in with us. It's going to be an extension of the show that we did earlier, last week. Next one from Futuristics. Roz posted this one. Research used CRISPR to successfully increase HIV resistance in animals. And this is CRISPR. Is what they use. I never heard of this in all. In brief, China researchers have successfully engineered a HIV resistance in mice using CRISPR Cas9 to replicate a naturally occurring genetic mutation. Uh-oh. But their method could eventually help prevent humans from contracting HIV, which currently affects more than 36.7 million people worldwide. Check out that article. Next article, Rise posted this one, and he says his commentary was that FDA slams fertilization doctor for making three parents baby technology. FDA slams fertilized doctor for making three parents baby technology. And you know what the FDA stands for? The Federal Death Administration. So check out that article as well. Next article, this one comes from Rise. He posted this one from BGR.com. Smartphone control paper planes have a built-in live stream camera. Check out that article. Next article, Rise posted this one from Countercurrency News. FBI issues a warning on spy toys. They put privacy and safety of children at risk. And the NCRI says, we really buy our own oppressors in subjugation while complaining about it at the same time. This is insane in action.
Hey, so Dave.
True. So true. Dave, yeah, guys, Scotty.
Give me some clarification on that. Who's complaining? Who's saying that children are being put at risk? The FCC.
It says the FBI. Yeah, the FBI issues. And let me, you know, I always do that. Let me see. I bet not. See.
The FBI. Say that.
I come up with their letters. Okay, it says the FBI issues urgent warning on spy toys. They put privacy and safety of children at risk. So the FBI is warning this. Man, and it's ridiculous that they would even say anything about this, because you know we know what technology is being used against the general population by these overall soldiers of subjugation and enslavement.
But here's
just,
my point,
you know,
though.
Ridiculous. But it was the FBI that did that, Scotty.
Okay, so this is my point, though. Could it be that they don't want civilians to have that in their hands, because that's a good tool for a citizen militia?
Yep. Definitely. And it says, here's the underwriting for the article. It says, these creepy toys can record kids' conversation, track their movement, reveal their location, even allow perverts and pedophiles to talk directly to children. Well, they've been doing that with the internet. It's so many different things. The FBI has issued an urgent notice concerning toys that are packed full of sensors, cameras, and microphones to record children's words and GPS locations to track their whereabouts, reports the Sun. So check out that article.
Yeah, they always use the kids to scare you, man. You know what I'm saying? I mean, there those risks every day. There's kids being snatched up in Walmart or, like you said, over the internet. So that coming from the FBI is very suspect to me because they don't want, again, like I mentioned, the advantages. So, you know, I'm just contributing to what y'all going to talk about later. But, I mean, in the real world,
right, Scotty.
In the real world, your preparation group, man, you better have stuff like that, man. That's like an advanced scout on the battlefield. You know what I'm saying? For a very low price.
It's a force multiplier.
Yeah, you ain't going to spend what the Pentagon's spending either.
Right. Scotty, you're hilarious. Right, right. And you know, one of the things I like, you know what I love about is that we should always be, have, because this is a very powerful thing. Whenever the system talks, we should know that they're lying. And when we come to that, and we stay in object, and we take an opposition to everything they do, that makes us so much stronger. It makes us so much stronger. Just because they're talking, you know they're lying. And that would be more beneficial of us taking, that's more of a benefit to us than us having blind faith. Man, it's so important. So, so important. I don't trust nothing either as well, Scotty. So check out that. Next article, Rise posted this one. And it says, nature kills the unnatural, was Rise's commentary. Scorching heat in South Europe. Check out that article. Next article from Business Insider, Bitcoin explodes gains could spell good news for stocks. Explosive gains could spell good news for stocks. Check out that one. Next article, and this one comes from Mishable. Remotely hacking ships shouldn't be this easy, and yet it is. That's so true. Man, they remotely hack so many things. So almost done here. Let's hurry up with this because I want to get into the show. Next article is Rise Pulse is this one from Roots on Whole Foods. Gentrification and the, move this down, man. An erosion of Black Harlem. Check out that article. So, so important. This happens everywhere. And the from Fortune, Bitcoin source, the new records as buyers shrug off a split. I'm talking about the four. So check out that article. And my man Scotty actual posted actual photo taken today showing Bitcoin outperforming gold. Yes. So check out that, and this is all a part of the same people are controlling both sides. So know that, and we'll be good. So that's what's in the news. If you'd like to get in on today's show, give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. Hit **. We'll see you in queue, and we'll bring you up, and we will get right to it. Mondays is a little hectic because we got a lot that just happened over the weekend. So there's a couple of things before I wanted to get started. So much is going on, as always. So just I plan on using this time as wisely as I possibly can to position myself, the family, and the overall individuals that I have a preparedness group with, definitely. And there's some great people. But, you know, it was so funny. When I started doing the radio, they weren't too keen about that. They let them be them, man. But they understand. They're good people. So I really, really do appreciate. And what's great about it is that it's people from all over. When I mean all over, I mean they're all over the world. And so appreciate, you know who you are, and greatly appreciate you all. Okay, so and jump into today's show. And if you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 866-510-9025. Can we have technology without losing our humanity? And I would say before we start that, I would say you can have technology without losing your humanity if you remain to be humane. That's the whole critical thing about it all. And that is, we have to remain as natural as we possibly can and just use everything else as a tool. Because the moment that we start And it is not just technology. The moment you start loving things and using people becomes a problem, instead of loving people and using things. That's the only way, you know, that's what it should, that's how a tool should be used. You should love no thing, because it's an inanimate, non-living entity. And we get tricked into these things so many because the system has learned to really effectively enslave people to where they start to love things and they use people. That is more common in today's, in the world. Society has been moving in that direction for so long. And it doesn't, it's not really technology. It doesn't matter technology. If it wasn't technology, it would be something else. Because you could say that in all forms of things. We love things and we use people. You could say that in, you know, in the auto industry. You could say that in the plane industry. You could say that in this industry, in that industry, and here, and over there, and that right there, and this, and so many things. People use people and love things instead of loving people and using things as tools that they should be used for. Hence becomes the problem. So now technology is just one that is something that is more of a temptation to fall into loving things. And it's just a conduit to make it easier for that transformation. I'm going to tell you something. I saw an individual that stumbled and was trying to hold their balance as they're running with their head forward, knowing that they was about to bite it. You know what they did? They took their phone and held it up so it wouldn't hit the ground. And when they did that, their balance went completely off and they went head first into the ground. And the whole time, as they were going down, they moved that phone up even further because they was protecting that phone. And I couldn't believe my eyes. Knowing if that was me, I would have been using my open hands as that phone would have been thrown to save my head. And that's when I was like, ain't this some craziness? And it was funny, the person kind of hit their head pretty good and they started getting a big lump and everything else. I said, man, that person's going to have a concussion. And sometimes, you know, I do some bad stuff. And I said to him, well, at least you didn't hurt your phone. He said, yeah, I know. And I just was like, oh, forget it, David. I just wasted my time. He ain't even get, just, David, go mind your business. Go on, mind your business. And I'm looking at him as I'm walking away, shaking my head. And that's just, you know, some of the things that where we are. So, and I know if you have seen some funny things with people in their phones, if you'd like to share that with us, give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025, and share with some of the things. And I think it's something that we really need to look at. You know, we start to love them and we use people, and that's a dangerous, dangerous thing that puts us to where we subjugate and enslave ourselves. So it makes the overall key holder job a whole lot easier and more efficient and more effective. And it becomes embedded in our overall faddish cultural relationships with others that we develop. And it's so, so dangerous. So that's what today's show is going to be about. We're going to my man, Roz. Roz, if you're going to be able to join us, definitely do that. We're going to jump into it and talk about it. I'm going to see if and we're getting ready to go to commercial break. What's up, Roz? 1 second. I'm going to try to, in the break, I'm going to try to pull up the video that we didn't get to play last Monday. Roz, what's going on, brother?
I muted myself again. Hey, peace. How's everything with you?
Peace, bro. How you doing?
I'm good. I had a little wild afternoon. I'm actually doing some things here. I'm cooking while I'm listening to the show, so I'll be on the show. can't wait to get into this discussion. It's going to be very interesting.
Let's do it.
And looking forward to it. And Jerry was good. I can't wait to get this in with you too, because I know he didn't get to chime in like he wanted to last week. So let me put myself on mute until we go through the commercial break, and then from there we'll pick up.
Definitely. So that's what we're going to do. So, and then in the commercial break, I'll find this one video that Roz wanted to post. But I just thought it was real, real appropriate that we take a look at this, because this has some real, real effects. And if you're in a BTR community, look up this article. It's a really, really good one. Okay? So listen, we're getting ready to go to a commercial break. Give me just a little extra time. Let me pull this up video because the storm messed me up. Give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. Hit star. We'll see you in queue, and we'll bring you up. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Radio since 2008, providing new black media for the masses.
Okay, welcome back, everyone. It's Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, Dave, from L.A. If you'd like to get in on a conversation about today's show, can we have technology without losing our humanity? And that is the question. And just as we were getting there, I found, let me pull up this one for the show, and then we'll jump into it.
Hey, so, Dave, you got a call that
came. Yeah, got it.
You had a call that came in before the break, and they held through the break, so you got a call on the board. Want to let you know.
Okay. Thank you, brother. So let's go to the caller that's there in queue. Welcome, caller, to Tando Radio Show. If you would just go ahead and announce yourself, and what is your question or comment? Welcome to the show. See if they're still there? Yeah. And it's a caller out of Atlanta. Go ahead, caller out of Atlanta, 404. You're on with Tando Radio Show. Hey, what's up, Dana?
Hey,
how are you?
I'm doing fine. Awesome show as usual.
How's Michael?
Just had a little. Michael's doing all right.
Hold on, listen. Jada, we love you, but you can't come on here and not talk about Michael.
I am so sorry. Okay, let me
okay.
go here.
Yes.
You know, it was taking his hair a long time to grow in, right? I started
right.
giving him the vitamins that you guys had sent me. God bless y'all, real talk. His hair is starting to grow in, and it's like little hairs, and he's so excited about
oh.
it. He's feeling better. I think it's starting to clean out his cells because he's not so exhausted. I mean, he was so exhausted. He was like, Ma, you know, I'm tired. And I said, well, let's take those vitamins, you know. So he, you know, I've been giving him the vitamins and all the stuff that you guys have, were such a blessing to give. And it's just, it's really starting to kick in. He's even starting to lose weight because that chemo had him so bloated, he couldn't even fit his clothes. You know, he was just, you know, just bloated, and, you know, sometimes to the touch, it would hurt. So he's really looking great. You know, he's starting to be himself. Like where they had that port is starting to heal, because it was so bad in that one spot, because, you know, they were constantly putting the chemo in there and doing that. It's starting to heal in that area. You know, after they took the port out, you know, he just said it was sore and different things like that. So it's starting to heal. You know, he still has the scar or whatever, but he's starting to heal, you know, and that whole left side of his whole chest. It wasn't just like that one little spot. It was like his whole entire chest and breaking out rashes and just constantly just going through. And his body's starting to come together. He did tell me yesterday that his legs were breaking out in a rash, but, you know, when you had like 4 or 5 months worth of chemo, your body's gonna, you know, take a while to detox. So his body's starting to detox from that foolishness. It's a trip. It really is. And you know, for every person who's going through that, or even the after effects, you know, it affects your bones. It affects your body, just everything. So I would encourage people to make sure after they've been on chemo to get the vitamins, to do whatever you can do, change the diet. Like today, like we make sure the alkaline water, like I send him to school. He started school last week. I have been making sure he, you know, eats a healthy diet anyway because of what he has, you know, which also makes him gain weight. But, you know, he shouldn't have been as deep as he was and bloated. It was very difficult for him to walk, and his knees were hurt and stuff like that because of, you know, water and everything else is starting to settle in and,
right,
and different
right
things like that. So long story short, you know, giving him kale for lunch and giving him, you know, fruits and vegetables, that's really his diet. If I do give him a, you know, some meat or something like that, a very small amount, and just making sure. But he's doing so much better, and I noticed he's starting to lose weight because I looked at him earlier today and I was like, wow, Michael, that bloat isn't there, that puffy, you know, they look puffy.
Yeah, the water and the swelling and everything. Yeah, the inflammation and yeah.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is, you know. And you know, he would hit something and be like, oh man, look, Ma. And I, you know, he would booze, and I would say, are you okay? Like, even at the bottom of his feet, I'm like, oh, look at your feet. But it, you know, at the after effects. So it's just really interesting.
Yeah.
So yeah, I bless God for you guys. Real talk.
Let me tell you something. That stuff is phenomenal. Let me just tell you all, there's a product that we helped out, and we're helping out my man Michael with. And this stuff, if you have any kind of, you should be contacting me, because this stuff absolutely this stuff is absolutely great. And what it does, it actually gets your body mineralized, gives you trace minerals that's so important. It's expensive, but worth it. When I say it's worth it, it's more than worth it. You know, I didn't really tell many people about it, but it works. And for those of you, I would definitely say you want to mineralize your body. And if you want to do that, definitely reach out to me, and we'll tell you how to do it. And let you decide yourself and what your overall accounts and reactions, what it will be. As Jada said, is and you could tell right away when something changes and what it is, and the actual, some of the stuff that they're doing, and it's so phenomenal. So definitely minerals is what you need. And so that's what we did. And so it doesn't really matter what it is. Just contact me, because I don't talk about this too much on the air. But contact me, well, and then I'll get you in.
I don't mean to interrupt you, but I'm just going to give you a big up, because if it wasn't for that stuff, I don't think Michael's body would be really where it is. You know, and I'm just being honest. I'm not, you know, I'm just being real.
It works, you know it.
Because, yeah, so I mean, just to see his body start to go back to where it used to be before all of this had happened is, you know, and for you guys to show so much love, I mean, I mean, the words really can't explain the gratitude that I have, and, you know, me and my husband have, because we're just so grateful. You understand what I'm saying? Because a lot of people, they don't make people like on Black Talk Radio. They don't make folks like that anymore. Me and my sister talk about it all the time, and it is hard to deal with people. I do it anyway because I'm just friendly, and I love people regardless, you know, of whatever. But there's a, you know, when you have been kind of drugged through the mud, and because of your kindness, people take it as weakness. So, I mean, I'm not going to change who I am because of anybody else.
Right, Jada.
But I just love the energy that you guys have to give, and words cannot describe how beautiful you guys are, you and your family, Brother Scotty, Brother Roz, so many different people who call into the show, and just by such a blessing. Information is power. You understand what I'm saying? And, you know, just when you're at that moment or at that point, you'd be like, man, people don't understand how. Hello? Uh-oh.
Yes, we're here. I think perhaps Brother Dave might have dropped off. This Brother Scotty. Hey, Sister Jada.
Oh, hey, Brother Scotty. How you doing, man?
I'm doing okay. Just doing what I can to try to make this trip to D.C. and the event be successful. So
I'm praying. I'm praying. Not only that, but, you know, my husband don't get paid until Thursday, so I keep reminding him, hey, Thursday, you already know, drop it like it's hot.
Yeah, get that BTR.
We gotta make sure Scotty and the other. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Are you already in there? Aren't you in our BTR community?
Yeah. Me and William. Uh huh. Like we.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. But hey. I just want you. We gotta give to your trip though. That's not.
Yeah.
That's,
well,
that's very important. Y'all gotta do whatever.
Yeah, but y'all could give that away to somebody. You know what I'm saying? Give it to a friend, and then it'll also be entered into the raffle for Prosperity Mint. So that'll be the best way to go right now, in my opinion. But we accepting whatever anybody will give us. Dave, do we got you back, bro? I'm trying to find him on the board. Let me see.
I know that he said that there's a storm, and I saw on the news earlier that...
Yeah, I'm back.
Okay,
oh,
there you go.
Hey, Brother Dave. Sorry about that.
Yeah, it was so funny. I saw Jada went out, and it was me, and so it was my phone, and my phone just went out, and I'm not surprised, because what we're talking about really matters, and really, you know, is really important. So
hey,
thank you, Scotty, for jumping in.
I'm sorry. I'm not being rude. Hello, Brother.
No, you good, Jada? That was me.
Okay. I just wanted to, you know, like I said, it's difficult, but you still have to be you. You know, when the great creator puts something in you, you don't let the adversary come and take it away from you. That's a gift. So, you know, I'm just saying, like, with me and my husband, we glue in every day. I mean, except for, like, if, we got homework or something like that, that's really, you know, but 9 times out of 10, we're glued into the show. Even my kids would be like, Black Talk Radio is on, Mom. And I'd be like, okay, yeah, turn it on. So, but this is what I wanted to, my input about technology and people.
Yes.
Technology is cool, but people have so many ill motives and so many hidden agendas within themselves, meaning that people war within. So it's like, they rather that negative energy spill out. So what they'll do is they'll take the technology and use it for their second personality, if you know what I'm saying. And a lot of times they're not sincere, and you're thinking this person is sincere, and they got an alter ego. And you're like, wow, I didn't even know that person was like that. So it's like they're hiding behind, it's like wearing a mask, and they're actually hiding behind it instead of using it to do something good. So yes and then no, because people's motive is so messed up. It's like, you know, you sit there, and even with children, I'm very careful with what my children entertain on it. And at a certain point, I'm like, turn that off. Anything perverted or anything that can mess your mind up, I'm like, no, we don't even entertain that. I don't even know, you know, hey, we don't even do that here. So they know how far to go, but then society says that it's okay for you to do certain things and watch certain things. I mean, watching murders and watching people have intercourse with whatever, and you know, and even in like in Japan, you can even have relations with a robot. I mean, that kind of, you know, I was taken back by that. So people have become so hardened, even with intimacy, they rather have intimacy with a robot instead of a person, because they're that sick mentally. I'm just saying, whatever people do is what they do. I ain't throwing no stones, but personally, it ain't. That's not what the great creator created a human being for. Not for you to sleep with an inanimate object. To me, that's kind of, you know, do what you do, but to me, it's just kind of weird. Just saying. But
it really is.
It's just weird for the day. I'm sorry. I mean, when I saw, I said, what? I said, robots? People begin to the business? I'm like, oh, that's deep. It gets people, deep when you gotta go. I don't know what to think. I just, you know, ooh. Oh, yeah. Technology could be great because you can learn about our history and so many different things, and that's what I use it for, to teach my kids about history and stuff like that. And, you know, and just for them to analyze, you know, you got to be thinkers. Don't think like everybody else. You know, think outside the box.
Right.
I was telling them, don't let anybody control your thinking. You be your own person. Be your own individual. When somebody starts telling you what to do, that's a problem. So, yeah, that's all I have to say.
True.
I hope I didn't take too much of your time.
No, you good, sister. Well said, because it's so important, because it really is. And it's crazy how this is all part of the depopulation program in so many ways, in my opinion. So what I want to do now, and Jada, man, keep us up to breath on what's going on, you know, and as always, you and the VP, and you being the first lady of the VP, and just please stay always in touch, because We absolutely cherish you guys, and so looking forward to doing a whole lot more with you guys.
Yeah, when are you coming to Atlanta? When are you guys coming? When y'all coming?
Jada, my traveling to different places. This is why we're going to do seminars online. I'm not going to be traveling, and I definitely don't want people to be traveling. I'm gonna wait the rest of the you know, see what happens, and then I'll do what I wanted. Plus, it's gonna be a while before I do that. But when we do, we'll let you know for sure.
Okay. And William and myself want to call you, because I wanted to talk about the coins class. I mean, that's something I've been wanting to kind of vibe with for a minute. So if you don't mind.
Of course, definitely.
You got a moment. All right, then.
Yeah, definitely. Okay. All right, sister. I'll talk
to you
in a little bit.
Thank you, Brother Day. All right, love y'all.
All right, peace. Love you,
bye-bye.
Too.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, the stuff, I mean, before we get into the show, the stuff, you got to have, call me about Trace Minerals. You can contact us, email me, wolf6@pac1, and so that we could talk privately, that some of the stuff that is just phenomenal, the trace minerals and what they do. Your body needs them. And when you do that, and certain ones are phenomenal in doing it, you know, and you'll see the remarkable response that the body has when it's healthy with disease and sickness. Phenomenal. So get in contact with me. I'll definitely hook you up. All right, so we're going to jump into today's show. So I want to start reading this article. And this is for today's show. Our show today is, can we have technology without losing our humanity? And I thought I heard someone say, call my name. Yeah. Another caller. Caller, welcome to Tando Radio Show. Is that my man Rob? What's up, Rob? Go ahead, brother.
Hey, I just want, before you switch conversations, I just wanted to tell her about that One Minute Cure book that we spoke briefly about oxygen therapy. I would like to get her that email to that PDF file on that book, because that is a really good book. It's only 112 pages, and it's talking about the power of food-grade hydrogen peroxide, which is one of those methods that has been highly suppressed by big pharmaceutical companies. That's really just a wonder, you know, cure.
Definitely.
I can email it to you.
Did you send it to me?
Or I just wanted to.
Yeah. Did you send it to me yet?
Okay,
cool. And then I'll get it to Jada, Rob.
Okay, no problem.
All right, brother. All right, so here we go. Today's show is, can we have technology without losing our humanity? Check out this article real quick. And it says, have smartphone destroyed a generation? One day last summer afternoon, I called Athena, a 13-year-old who lives in Houston, Texas. She answered the phone, and she has an iPhone since she was 11 years old. Sounding as if she just woke up, we chatted about her favorite songs, TV shows, and I asked her what she likes to do with her friends. We go to the mall, she says. Do your parents drop you off? I asked, recalling my mid-school days in the 80s when I enjoyed a few parent-free hours shopping with my friends. No, I go with my family, she said. She replied, we'll go with my mom and brothers, and we'll walk a little behind them. I just have to tell my mom where we're going. I have to check in every hour or 30 minutes, or every other 30 minutes. Those mall trips are infrequent, about once a month. More often, Athena and her friends spend time together on their phones, unchaperoned, unlike the teens of my generation. And this individual's generation is my generation as well, who have to spend time and evenings trying to tie up the family landlines with gossip. No, I didn't do that. I hate actually talking on the phone. I absolutely do. But during that time in the 80s, man, people would always tie up the phone lines with gossip, talking on the phone. They talk on Snapchat, the smartphone app that allows users to send pictures and videos that quickly disappear. They make sure to keep up with their snap streaks. And I just found out what the heck a snap streak was this weekend by some young people. And something else that they're trying to have a streak of how many people this and that, and how many people in their streak. They just take a picture of their sneaker and all this stuff. And I was like, this is ridiculous. I said, yo, when do you ever have time to play? He said, what? Play what? Video games? No. No, when's the last time you've been out? You look like you got cabin fever. So, just really, really bad. So the article goes on, which shows how many days in a row they have Snapchatted with each other. Sometimes they have screenshots of particular ridiculous pictures of friends. It's good blackmail, Athena said, because she's a mirror, and I used her real name. She told me she spent most of her summer hanging out alone in her room with her phone. That's just the way generations is, she said. We don't have a choice to know any life without iPads or iPhone. Yes, we do. I think we like our phones more than we like actual people. I've been researching generational differences for 25 years, starting when I was a 22-year-old doctorate student in psychology. Typically, the characteristics that come to define the generations appear gradually and along a continuum. Beliefs and behaviors that were already raised simply continue to do so. Millennium, for instance, are highly individualistic generations, but both individualism have had been increased since the baby boomers turned in and dropped out. I had grown accustomed to line graphs, to trends that look like modest hills and valleys. Then I began to study their generation. Around 2012, I noticed an abrupt shift in teen behavior with emotional states. The gentle slope of the grass became steep mountains and sheer cliffs. And many of these distinctive characteristics of millennium generations began to disappear. In all my analysis of generational data, some reach back to the 1930s. I have never seen anything like this. The allure of independence, so powerful to previous generations, hold less sway over today's teens. At first, I presumed that this might be a blip, but the trend persisted across several years in series of national surveys. The changes weren't just in a degree, but in kinds that the biggest difference between millennial and their predecessors in how they viewed the world. Teens today differ from millennials not only in their views, but in how they spend their time. The experience they had every day are radically different from those of generations that came of age just a few years before them. What happened in 2012 to cause such a dramatic shift in behavior? It was after the Great Recession, and I would say this. No, the Great Recession is still happening right now. Well, it was the Great Recession. It's going to turn into the Great Untied States of America now, which officially lasted from around 2007 to 2009. No, that's not true. It never stopped. It only grew and had a stark effect on millennials trying to find a place in the sputtering economy. But it was exactly the moment when the appropriation of Americans who owned a smartphone surpassed 50%. The more I pored over the year surveys of teens' attitudes and behaviors, and the more I talked with young people like Athena, it became clear that they're in a generation shaped by smartphones, by the rise of social media. I called them iGen, born between 1995 and 2012. Members of this generation are growing up with smartphones, and they have Instagram accounts before they started high school, and they do not remember a time before the internet. The millennials grew up with web as well, but it wasn't ever present in their lives at hand and all times, and at all times of day and night. The iGens, older members, were early adolescents when the iPhone was introduced in 2007, and high school students with iPads entered the scene in 2010. And a 2017 survey of more than 5,000 American teens found that 3 out of 4 owned an iPhone. The advent of the smartphone and its cousins, the tablet, was followed quickly by hand-wringing about the deterioration effects of on-screen time. But the impact of these devices has not been fully appreciated and goes further beyond the usual concerns about curtailed attitude span. The arrival of smartphones have radically changed every aspect of teen lives, from the nature of their social interaction to their mental health. These changes have affected young people in every corner of the nation and every type of household. The trend appears among teens poor and rich, even ethnic backgrounds in cities, suburbs, and small towns. Where there are cell towers, there are teens living their lives on their smartphone. This article is, and I don't want to, well, let me just finish this, and we're going to get into the last part. We'll bring Rise up and everything up. So it goes on. Those of us who finally recall a more analog adolescent, this may seem foreign and troubling. The aim of generation studies, however, is to come to the narcissistic for the ways to find that ways that find us to be. It is understanding how they are now. Some generations' changes are positive, some are negative, and many are both. More comfortable in their bedrooms than in a car or at a party. Today's teens are physically safer than teens ever have been. And I'm going to stop right there. They sure have. You don't even have to worry about in the summertime hearing about kids getting hit by cars, because ain't no kids outside to get hit by cars no more. Let me see. I missed my spot. Where's my spot? Okay. They are marked less likely to get into a car accident and have less of a taste of alcohol than their predecessors, less skeptical of drinking, attended ills, or to be drinking attended ills. But let me just say this. One of the things that they do a whole lot more is they do much harder drugs such as heroin heroin and all of that. I can't remember the other one. Much, much more. And I think the cell phones and those things are definitely directly tied into it. And because of that, you're having droves of young people that are ODing because of this whole thing. It's all a part of it all. The dark web and everything else, this is huge. Okay, psychologically, however, they're more vulnerable than millennials were. Rates of teen depression and suicide has skyrocketed since 2011. And I would say their overall hard drug use is far beyond any other one of the past. It is not an exaggerated to describe the iGens as being the brink of the worst mental health illness crisis in decades. Much of the deterioration can be traced to their phones. Even with the seismic events, a war, technology leaps a free concert in the mud. Playing outside in role shaping for a young group of people, no single factors ever define a generation. Parenting style continues to change, as do school curriculums and culture. And these things matter. Both the twin rays of the smartphone and the social media has caused an earthquake of a magnitude that we have not seen in a very long time, if ever. This is compelling evidence that the devices that we're placing in our young people's hands that have a profound effect on their lives and making them seriously unhappy, and I would say unhappy, unhealthy, and it's contributing to them being unhuman. So, I don't want to go too far. We got to get ready to go to a commercial break. Read this article, but I wanted to bring my man Rise up. This is affecting birth rates. This is affecting how people, well, we'll get into all of that. If you'd like to, after that, we're going to take in your calls. If you'd like to give us a call, chime in, give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025, hit **. You're listening to Tando Radio Show. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Black Talk Radio, your choice for digital black radio. New Black Media for the new millennium.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 866-510-9025. I want to bring my man Roz up. Roz, definitely want to hear from you. We got my man Jerry, and we got, I think that's Brother Davis, Sister Davis, that's there as well. But Roz is actually cooking, so what I'm going to do until Roz jumps up, I'm going to go to the callers. I don't know who came in first, so I'm going to go to Jerry, then I'm going to go to Brother Davis, and then Roz is unmuting himself now. So go ahead, Jerry.
I've already spoken, Dave. Your brother and Sister Davis, they're going. I hold my...
Okay. All right. 1 second. Brother and Sister Davis, welcome, welcome, Brother and Sister Davis. If you'd like to chime in, go ahead.
Hey, well, first of all, I'm humbled, Brother Jerry. I appreciate it. It's always good to be on talk radio. Black Talk Radio. I wanted to add to the concept of what has happened to our children today. Our children are being literally taught to be addicted. What does that mean? Taught to be addicted means that everything that they do has an attribute based on what they desire. You see, when we came up, we had schedules. We had responsibility. A lot of them don't have that. The sad part about it is that when that phone is taken away from them, it's like a drug being taken away from an addict. And we don't want to see the truth of the psychological damage that it's doing, because literally it takes away from technological's true advancement for humanity, where technology was really a great introduction. It has now gone what they call whole balls. That means that it can't even control itself. So how can it measure the amount of damage that's being done? My twist to this is this, that there has to be a time when you take them phones away from them kids and go out and teach them things like kickball, jumping rope, how to play as a group, because literally they have been taken away from all of that, and they're being designed to fit into a matchbox community that literally has no disturbance. And the reason being is because that's what Agenda 21 is all about. I just wanted to add that, Brother Dave. I'll sit back in the room and listen again, man.
Man, well said, Brother Davis. Yes, those were some of the very, very important. You remember playing kickball? You remember playing flashlight? You remember playing Ringo Lario? You remember all of these things? We were outside. We couldn't wait. And what did our, when we were growing up, here's the difference of the addiction. We was addicted to being outside and playing. We would get the original, you would be placed on punishment, meant you couldn't go outside. You had to stay inside. Today's world, you take the phone from them. There's no interaction. So our overall social development of our young people, there is none. They're developing a relationship with an inanimate object. This is why we're going to have plastic, a new race of people, plastic people walking around here. So, so important. So well said, as always, Brother Davis. Jerry, and then we're going to, did you want to jump in? And Roz, we're going to go to you right after that, because wanted you to add to, and there was a couple of things I wanted to add, but we're going to go to you guys.
Is it me? Can I be heard?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay.
Jerry, go ahead. Jerry, then we can jump to Roz.
I want to add on to what Brother Scotty was talking about earlier with the technology and how useful it is. But we also have to remember that technology is always started as a war tactic. It's a tool, as you stated. And right now, all of the articles that you're reading about is just proving that point. It can be used in a great manner, but that's up to us as parents. When we, like I have five children, as people who listen on here know, my oldest two don't stay in house with me. And if I take their phone, they throw fits. Now, not a fit that other children have just because of how I handle certain things, but if I take my 10-year-old, she has an iPad and an iPod. But she's very much into sports. So if I collect her stuff, it's not a punishment. It's just she's been on it too long. She goes off. She go do other things. If I take her iPad and her iPod, she start asking me, can we do certain stuff? Either we get out on a speed ladder because she's a basketball and a soccer player. So mm-hmm, she wanna get out and work out on that. She want to play chess. You know, just different things. My son, he plays on that stuff too, but he doesn't have any of his own. So, you know, he want to do push-up contests. Can I do more pull-ups than you, Daddy? And he's five. So these are the type of things that we do, but it's so much to this technology. Scotty was talking about having when you read the article about the paper airplane with the spyglass on it, and the government saying that it's a bad idea, but yet they want to spy on us with the phones. See, when they bring these things up, and you showed me this a few years back about always think about the other side of whatever they're saying. What's the difference between the two? With the phones, you could get all of this information, whether it's good information or bad information, whichever one it may be, you have to discern between yourself. But when we're talking about these planes, it's one objective. It's to fly it across and to look around. Now, they can't have you looking around and finding stuff out for yourself. Therefore, they put a negative connotation on that because they're trying to withhold you from whatever may come in the future. If they give a negative connotation to it now, you won't even think about it later on. Now, I'm one of the people who believes that, of course, all of us have our own perceptions of how things should go. Some people...
Hey, wait, Jerry, you hit something. Jerry, real quick, because you said something that was so important. I want to just hold on that thought to what you said. And what Jerry's saying is absolutely right, because they don't want you to gather information. They want to gather information on you, like saying that something happened one town over. So you got a drone that can go up and see that ain't what happened over there. They don't want that. So go ahead, Jerry.
Yeah, and just continuing to speak to that, if you have that capability, you also teach your children, just depending on what you're doing. I mean, they make us work so much. Those of us who have to get up, go to work every day, you know, this TV and these phones and these tablets and what have you, even the apps on the TV, if we allow them to do that, they'll teach our children the same way that the TV had a whole bunch of my generation back in the late 80s, early 90s, just had us captivated. Just watching what was going on and emulating what was going on through there. But now you have the internet and there's nothing censored. Well, it's nothing on the TV censored either, really. But on the internet, it's so much more open. So if they're on that 24/7, you never know what they're going across. So unless we as parents take care of that situation for our children, know, well, my dad ain't gonna lie to that. My mama ain't gonna lie to that. That's one of the things that I always teach my daughter, my oldest daughter that's in the house with me. Like I said, she's 10 years old. I have younger cousins who come spend the night with her. She rarely goes over to their house, but that's just a personal thing that I have going on. But one of the things I always teach her is that when you have company, you are in charge. I mean, of course, I'm in charge or your mother's in charge, but you are in charge of what goes on in here. I'm not going to run around spying on you and all of that. If you allow your company to do this, that, and the other, and you know better, then you gonna get it. I mean, they gonna go home, but me and you gonna have it out, you know. And if you allow that to happen, you know, these are small choices that they get to make right now at this early age to know, well, I know what my rules are, I know what I can do, I know what I can't do. Now, am I going to allow somebody else to drag me through the mud? Because that's what's going to happen. They might, of course, with me, every parent ain't like this, but I'm going to smash the other child too. You know, me and their parents can get into it when they come. But they know, my children know they're going to get it most definitely. So are you going to allow that to happen? You know, it's just a personality and a character builder. And there's nothing wrong with technology, because like I said, we all know that it was a weapon from the get-go. They just released it to the public, and now we as people have allowed it to rule what we're doing. You know, it's so many people that can take off, and it don't even have to be your phone. It could be your Bluetooth headphones. A partner of mine left his Bluetooth headphones over in my house. You know, he decided they wasn't that important for him to turn around and come back and get them. But I have other partners who, if they leave something like that, their Bluetooth headphones, that could be an hour down the road and realize they left them, they got to come back. They got to.
Mm-hmm.
They can't go mm-hmm. without them. So it's the...
Can't go without it.
It's all about the weaknesses that we all have. And most people today, their weakness is the technology. Not that they're finding out any good information or what have you, but just to be nosy. I mean, think about back in them days, in like I spoke about, the late 80s, early 90s. For some people who listening, it might have been later than that. Think about them people who didn't ever do nothing at all. They never come out the house. All you did was see them in the window. This is the same exact thing. But the
Jerry, I thought I was the only one that had people like that, you know, but no, it obviously did. That's so true. There was always somebody that couldn't come outside, and you felt so bad for them. Hey, you like, hey, ask your mom if you can come outside. Wait. Yeah, and then you say, hey, you want me to go ask your mom if you could come outside? Man, it's crazy.
You know, sometimes it was adults, though, you know, so.
Yeah.
And we got this same thing. Instead of them sitting on the window pane, you know, tearing their elbows up on the bricks, now they're just messing their neck up, bending down, looking at the phone.
Yeah.
I mean, you were speaking earlier about one of the incidents that you done seen somebody do. I mean, the worst incident I ever done seen, well, not that I ever done seen, but I seen this on a Facebook post where the woman walked into the storm drain. It was wide open. You know, it's like 4 feet by 4 feet. But she was looking at her phone and walked right into it.
Yeah. You know? Yeah, we talked about that. It's so much of this. It's so much of this. Hold on, Jay. I want to bring Roz in too. So we could all have Roz. Jump in with Jerry. As to on this conversation, some of the things that this addiction to, and this stuff is playing off into where children, you don't have, you know, relationships, social development. They're, teenagers aren't even interested in dating each other now. They're not even interested in that, you know, the way that they, you know, were. And that's a dangerous, dangerous thing. But everybody,
the dating happens online, Dave. The dating happens online. People have online relationships.
Right.
But Jerry, you just made me remember something. And I don't mean to interrupt, but I got to get this quick story. I know you got Roz and you got 616 on the board, but I just made a video about this black activist, a black woman who went in the Cracker Barrel, took her children. She tried to play like she was in. I'm not going to rehash the video. Please check out the video. It's on the YouTube channel. And it's also on blacktalkradionetwork.com where I say, dear black people, stop playing with white people online. So she posts on social media while she in the Cracker Barrel, while she says she out on like this road trip with her kids. And she goes into a Cracker Barrel and she posts a status message, I assume while in the Cracker Barrel, that I'm among this sea of white people in their cowboy hats and wondering if they're going to let my black ass out of here. So I'm not going to go into my video, but please check it out. But if anybody meant to do her any harm, anybody that saw her online, and she goes around giving speaking, and she might be a professor somewhere. So, you know, if anybody wanted to do her harm after she posted that status, well, her Facebook status and people who know how to look on Twitter told exactly where she was, what town she was in. All they had to do was go look for her. She said she was in the Cracker Barrel. Well, what's the only Cracker Barrel in that town, from that town, that Facebook status message telling me you posting from? And they could have hunted her down and did her harm. So that's you. That's using technology.
Yep.
Putting yourself in danger, not even realizing why you faking like you in danger. You're actually putting yourself in real danger. I just wanted to share that.
Brilliant. So true. So, my man, Roz.
Yes, sir. Can I be heard?
Yeah, go ahead, Roz.
Oh, yeah. This is a brilliant discussion because a lot of what you're saying, is, a lot of what Scotty, everybody, Jada, peace to you, Will. I'm glad to hear that Michael is healing really well as well. Everybody, Rob, brother and sister Davis. Yeah, I just find this quite interesting because it's just, I mean, I was just taking little notes. So when you're talking about children and their access to opioid drugs, it ties into this whole technology and technocracy thing too. Because
right.
Now you have children that are lazy, so they're not going to go out to the guy on the corner, you know, to get some powder heroin to sniff or some, you know, meth or whatever. They order it online, or they just go right to their parents' cabinet, which is usually what they do. They go right to their parents' cabinet, they find the drugs their parents have there, and they use mm-hmm. prescription drugs. So this is all a part of that. They don't want to leave the house. So what's easiest access? My parents' cabinet. The medicine cabinet right in the bathroom. That's the easiest access. I don't have to leave the house. You know, it's going to be a regular prescription because, you know, mom or dad has to take this particular opiate for a particular injury or whatever the case may be. And I'll just, you know, scoop a couple of pills off the top. You know, that's how they think. So this all ties in, and it all works together simply because you have a culture that was created by mentally ill people, because the whole idea of enslaving other people at like the way that they're doing it, and the whole concept of racism, white supremacy, is a mental illness in and of itself. So you have mentally ill people in control of the society, and they're just infecting everyone else with the mental illness. So the propagation of the whole anti-sexual thing is mental illness on steroids. You know, the propagation, who created the internet? Who created this technology? It's the same people that enslaved our ancestors. So what do we expect from what they create? They tell us one thing, but there's nothing that they haven't created that was not created with our detriment in mind, because we're still in perpetual servitude to this country. So the whole idea is that we, again, it ties into the whole mental illness again, Stockholm Syndrome. Us buying into the idea of what America tells us it is. And like Neely Fuller says, America's a great idea. And that's all it is. It's an idea, because what we're living in is a corporation. And the idea of what's written on paper and all of that for those white people who wrote that for themselves, the rich planters who wrote that for themselves, has nothing to do with the reality that we live every day. But yet the mental illness is made to seem normal. So that as we start to get these things from these people, this technology is released, these new devices are released, we jump in wholeheartedly, not thinking first, well, is it really sensible for me to jump on this bandwagon right now just because everybody else is on it? And what am I giving up in order to get? We live in a system of exploitation. So the idea is that you have to choose what limits you set on your exploitation. That's why when you buy these devices, you're supposed to read the policies and the security policies and all of that stuff, because basically you're going to get yourself exploited. It's just, how much do I want to be exploited? Before you download an app, how much do I want my personal information to be exploited? How many thousands of companies do I want to harass me with stuff that I don't want to see? These are the thoughts we have to have, but we're not trained to have forethought. We're trained to have hindsight. It's always go through the stuff first, go through all the problems, all the mental health, spiritual health, emotional health, physical health issues that you go through following this nonsense, and then afterwards try to pick up the pieces.
Right.
And black people don't have enough pieces to pick up in the first place. So we should be very careful about where we set our foot down. And we don't even think about this. I had a situation happen to me when I was working. This had to have been more than 8 years ago, where a woman was walking. I was going to work, driving up to North Jersey to go to work, and I was stuck in traffic for almost 4 hours. And then I ended up turning around and had to go home, and I got a call from my coworker who told me that the reason traffic was tied up was a woman was walking down the street with her cell phone, not paying attention. She walked into the street without looking, got hit by one vehicle. So she was knocked out or concussed, or they might have killed her with the first hit, who knows. But she was ultimately hit by two other vehicles and died. And that was the reason we were stuck in traffic, all because she absentmindedly was messing with her phone and just walked into traffic. So she not only got hit by the first car, but there were two additional cars that actually hit her, and that I'm pretty sure after the second or third that was it. But ultimately, that's
and they were probably on their phone too. The cars that hit her, Gemini was probably on the phone.
Yeah, and that's the whole thing. We have to really think about preemptively, like, what is it that we're willing to give up when we think we're getting these gains? Because the gains sometimes aren't worth it. And then there's other times when you have to have some people indulge in this stuff because it's also an act of counter warfare. So it doesn't mean that these things should be completely off limits, but there should be test runs before everybody jumps on stuff. Let's see how this works for a bit. Let's see how it works for them. Let it ruin them first. I mean, like, there was an article that was written, right, about all of the high-tech people, the Silicon Valley people that make all this stuff, the people in Apple who make all of this technology that we use. They have a special school for their children where they do not use technology. And just about all of them send their children to this school. I forget the name of it. I can send you the article. But all of them send their children
and Raj,
to a school where they...
That's real important. Real quick, that's real important because one of the things that we all should incorporate is no technology day in your family life. No technology at all. Mm-hmm. One day or 2 days out the week. But go ahead, Ross.
Yeah, and what it is that their children go to a school where they do not allow computers, they do not allow tablets, they do everything the old way. You come with your books, you write cursive. Now they don't even teach cursive anymore. Like, they teach them cursive, and they use creativity. They do not bring phones or any technology into the school. The staff, not the children, no one. So that should tell you something. If the people who create this stuff are not sending their children to school with technology because they know that it's killing them, but yet they're making this stuff for you to be addicted to it and your children to be addicted to it. This tells you the psychology of the people you're dealing with. Go ahead, Jerry. I'm sorry.
I agree with what you're saying, but this speaks back to the point of when we're talking about being parents, what you allow your children to do. Me and you done had several conversations, and you know we go back and forth on this, and that's one of the reasons why I was requesting a part two to this conversation, because some of these things is that where we going as a world, cursive is not necessarily going to be an asset, writing in cursive. This is something that you teach your children on your own. I mean, think about it. Before we had these integrated schools and all of this, we was teaching our children how to do all of these things anyway. So when we talking about that, what they're doing right now is they're preserving humanity, because Brother Davis and a few of the articles that you read, that Brother Dave had read about, was talking about the AI coming into play. I mean, you talked about it speaking in languages that the developers couldn't understand, so they had to shut it down. Now, all of this comes from that non-stop lifestyle. You know, everything got to be right now. You got to happen right now. And you're right as far as test runs. Somebody checking this out before they explode it to everybody else.
Hey, brothers, hold on, Jerry. I hate to say it. We got to get ready to get out of here because we have another show that's coming on. Melanated Roots, and they need to. And we always need to get out of here 5 minutes early so that they can set for that. We'll bring this back up. Sorry to cut you off, Jerry. Sorry, Roz, about that, but you know, we'll Jerry and Roz will have it on their show, and definitely once again the show and the time real quick, gents.
It's Real Life, and it comes on as of right now. It's coming on Wednesdays at 9 p.m. Man, because I'm Brother Scotty's show on playback. I'll be having things to say to them too, so we're gonna figure that out.
So there we go. All right, everyone, we got to get ready to get out of here. It's never goodbye. As always, I'll see you later. And before you ask for a fortune, make sure to give one away. We're going to have to – we're not even going to be able to chime out. Listen to Melanated Roots coming up right after. We'll talk to you soon. Peace.
Chime us out, Brother Bragg. We got time. Go ahead.
Okay. Brother Bragg, chime us out if you can.
All right. Peace.
Peace.